Hi, my name is Brentasaur. I'm the founder of Transform Away. We recently started up again on Facebook. You can find us in our group at facebook.com/transformaway. In a cold, faraway world, a battle is raging between evil and good. From the stars that came here to Earth, caught in their struggle through the whole universe. Robotic warriors.
Perceptor here. Welcome to Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure. TFYLP for short. Join us as Weird Wolf, Insane Galvatron, Cyburn 2, Guard Convoy, Mirai Baby, Natsume Ryu, and Plasticon Reviews discuss the latest in Transformers fandom. And now, without further ado, here is Weird Wolf. Now, where did I put that chorus stop?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, episode number 79, recorded January 10th, 2014. I am Weird Wolf. Along with me, as always, is Cyburn 2.
As always.
Yeah, as always.
What's up, everybody?
And also, as always, Plasticon.
How's it going, guys?
On the phone, on his mobile right now, he's going to be hopefully doing a live toy hunt for us here shortly. Insane Galvatron in the dark.
Yes, it's the lights are off in the car. And for people watching, if I do this, you might be able to see me. Yeah, there, see. Hello.
Let me see your ear. That's an excellent ear.
Yes. Oh, God, turn it off.
Yes, we see his Bluetooth.
And I noticed that Rob did not say as always, because the new broadcast schedule is not real friendly with my real-life other stuff schedule. So that's the only reason I'm on tonight is because the timing works out where I can do it on my mobile.
Ah. But, well, yeah, we've got other things in the works, too, so it's not like you're going to totally disappear.
Stay tuned for comic reviews.
Yes. Awesome. Oh. And also joining us tonight for the second time, our special guest will be Brentasaur. Welcome to the show again.
Pleasure to be here, as always, for two times.
Brentasaur, if you've listened to Transformers for Listening Pleasure for any length of time, he was on our show on episode 45 back in, I believe, the summer of 2012. And that was around the time, I believe, you started up Transform Away, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a couple months after the first season,
yeah,
as it were.
For those of you who don't know what Transform Away is, we'll actually be talking about it here a little bit later in our discussion. He'll tell us about Transform Away and some new things that he has going on. But first, we'll go on to our Ouch My Wallet segment. Ouch My Wallet, as always, is brought to you by CapturedPrey.com. Great toys, great prices, great service, CapturedPrey.com. Also, I want to remind people that we are running a YouTube subscriber giveaway. If you subscribe to our subscribe to our YouTube channel, also join our Facebook group, and also share us on social media or link to us in a message board, you will win there will be one winner of a KFC Justice Iron Paw, approximate retail value of $30. That is if you factor in shipping. This is open to people in the United States, UK, and Canada only. But whenever we reach our 100th subscriber, we will go back and choose one person who has subscribed to the YouTube channel, joined our Facebook group, and also shared us in social media, or preferably linked us on a message board. And once we've confirmed you've done one of those three things, one lucky winner will win that KFC Justice Iron Paw I just showed. So that's pretty awesome. So let's get to our Ouch My Wallets this week. Plasticon, you know, you've haven't been on in about a week, so you want to tell us anything you might have gotten?
I got a couple things that came in the mail. Primarily, it's a custom that I had been working on for a while. I came with the idea. I did a review of those KO versions of the Power Master Primes, and then I finally got around and got a headmaster for the Ultra Magnus version, which is a Junkion Blacksmith Headmaster. And then I got a rough old Powermaster trailer and made me a Godmaster Magnus. And I've got several pictures of this up on my fan page on Facebook. And if you guys have been following me on like Twitter or anything like that, you'll see that I've been doing quite a few customs. This one, a lot of people are really eyeballing. And I have been offering up, if anybody wants one built, if you can get hold of like an old Powermaster Prime that you really don't much care for, like you can get the U.S. ones fairly for roughly about $60 or so complete.
You can get a complete one for about $60.
Right, and then if you get the Junkion Blacksmith Headmaster, the little Headmaster is about $20 on eBay, and it works excellent with it. It's a great addition. In my opinion, I actually went ahead and got hold of some extra rocket pods to put on his shoulders to make him more Magnus-y, because obviously he can't be Ultra Magnus without his rocket pods on his shoulders, as far as I'm concerned. But it turned out pretty phenomenal.
I actually did a Digibash that years ago as a custom I would like to have done, but I never could get a hold of a Powermaster Prime cheap enough. You know, I just could not bring myself to kitbash something I paid $60-$70 for.
It's not bad. I mean, the thing is, if you're not really handy at kit bashing, because, I mean, I know not all of our viewers are really handy with a brush. Some of them are afraid to even try that. If you guys are willing to either do a trade or toss me change in the robots that you want me to do that with, I only do G1 and G2 stuff. But this is my first attempt at this, and it turned out phenomenal, and I think it's probably one of the coolest customs I've come up with on the side of my Diaclone Metroplex, but go ahead.
I want to toss you a high five just for doing a good job.
But yeah, I'm one of those kind of customizers. I know some people, when they say they customize, they never take the robot apart and they paint it. And I'm like, how do you manage to do that? I completely disassemble it. I'm currently right now in the process of working on a Generation 2 Ultra Magnus. And I've got him torn down about this far. Still working on trying to get this portion here separated. So
yeah, that's not easy. There's pins through the wheels and they're not easy to get out.
Right, and I'm going to have to work on either doing that or somehow taping it off to be able to paint it without getting into that. But I'm trying to do a G2 version of it. Some people kind of know what it's going to be like. I really don't want to disclose what it's going to completely be like because things change in the works. So you guys stay tuned for that.
What's got to be the primary color that you're going to use? Please tell me pink.
Orange and gold.
Ah,
hot orange.
And gold. Ultra pinkimus.
Hot pink because he can't deal with it now. So
yeah,
I do have hot pink. I debated on maybe putting some in there.
Make the tips of his rockets hot pink. Make his rockets on his shoulders hot pink.
And then mount them on his chest.
Wait a minute.
Well,
we're getting phallic here.
I kind of debated on maybe taking the entire red portion and painting it pink, which I thought would be kind of interesting. But
with the orange on it,
yeah,
that actually would look very G2.
Yeah,
orange, pink, and gold.
Yes,
but yeah, it's I have a pretty good sized vial of pink paint. I don't have it handy, but it's one of these. Hang on a second, guys.
It's okay.
I got to handle my kid.
That's cool. Well, while he's doing that, Cyburn, you got anything for Ouch My Wallet this week?
Since Tuesday? No.
Since Tuesday? No. I actually
what?
Do. But...
That's not enough turnaround.
You're not a true fan. If you were a true fan, you'd have bought something just for the podcast.
You'd buy something every day.
Man, see, here's the thing. As a part-time employee, I didn't get paid for the 10 days I was forced to take off.
Oh.
And so I've been broke.
Uh-oh.
So you lost it out, but for other reasons.
Yeah.
Okay, how about you, Insane Galvatron?
Oh, wow. I don't know where to start because it's been so long since I've been on here. I've received a ton of stuff from eBay, trying to finish up the G1 collection. Got the last Pretenders I needed, all but one. So I got Pretender Starscream, Sky High, Groundbreaker, I think is his name.
There's a Snarler here.
Yeah, that was the first one I bought after I switched my address back to my home address. And I don't know why that ended up at your place. When I sent the email to the lady I bought it from, she even checked the eBay, listing and all of the order details, and it showed my address. And she's like, she don't even know where she got that address from. I mean, we both checked it on both our ends, and it shows the correct address, but she still ended up at your house.
Maybe PayPal or something?
Well, we looked at that, too. I mean, we checked all the records, eBay and PayPal both, and it was the correct address. And she doesn't even know where she got your address from, but at some point, somehow, when she was putting the address on there, it gave her your address.
Well, maybe it's a gift for me, and I can keep it.
No, that's my Snarler. That's a Snarler that you have there. It was the last of the Beast Pretenders.
I have Sad Face.
Why, because you want a Snarler?
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry.
I had it one time anyway.
Uh-huh. Well, let's see, and I got, I'm trying to think what else I got. I got a bunch of the Trigger Bots and Trigger Cons I needed. I got Windsweeper, Dogfight. I can't remember. A whole bunch of smaller stuff like that.
Run.
I'm actually doing the live toy hunt, by the way. I'm at a Walmart.
Ah,
I'm on the way back.
See,
I got all that. And then,
live toy hunt here on TFYLP.
Security is behind you. Run.
I also received... Tiger Track times 3 for a custom. I'm going to do some Sunstreakers out of those.
Ooh.
I think that's about it. I mean, I know I got a bunch of I got an Action Master Gut Cruncher. I'm down to like 4 G1s left that I need for US.
Oh, wow.
Everything else that I needed, I got over the last several weeks.
Now, it should be noted that those Tiger Tracks that you got are the KO versions, not the actual.
Well, they're supposed to be the legitimate ones.
Oh, really?
The auction said they were Takarans. They look like they don't have the telltale signs that the knockoffs usually have, but they also don't look like the official ones either. It almost looks like they're factory rejects because they didn't come with a box. They were just the figures with their weapons loose.
Hmm.
So it almost looks like factory rejects. Like they were all three missing the red paint on the taillights, for example.
Hmm.
Which I thought was weird.
That might be a crazy niche then, dude. You might be.
Yeah.
You might have actually picked up something that could be a possible prototype.
Well, I mean, even the knockoffs, though, have the painted taillights. I've never seen the knockoffs that didn't paint the taillights. So that's what was really strange about it. But they're going to be kitbashed anyway, so I'm not that worried about it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm in the Walmart here. Let me switch my camera around.
Okay. Let me highlight your video here.
This is just not a store I usually shop at, so I don't know where it is.
Pinch that girl on the butt.
No.
Oh my.
I'm married now, so no.
Just walk up and honk.
Okay, this is an action figure aisle, but I do not see Transformers.
No.
Wow, they're just like they have nothing. This is like the most pathetic, barren wasteland of a Transformers section.
It is naked.
That's exactly what my Toys R Us looked like, what my Target looked like, and my Walmart.
They got some Transformers Prime Voyagers. Looks like
those seem to be staying in stock for some silly reason. Those and the Cyberverse stuff. Deluxes are like gone.
Yeah, the Toys R Us that I went to earlier today, they had like 15 Sharktacon Megatrons.
Which is a really cool mold. I have that toy. It's kind of awesome.
I kind of
hated on it.
Random G.I. Joes just hanging in the Transformer section.
Oh, that's the way it always is.
They have no place for them anymore because Joes are kind of dying off, man.
Yeah, that's kind of sad.
Hmm.
Okay, so I'm done here. There's nothing.
Are you near? Are you at that place where there's like a Meijer nearby? Or?
No, I'm in Mount Sterling.
Oh, okay.
Which I know, since I say that, you will know where I'm talking about.
Yes.
Wait, are they Ninja Turtles?
Ninja Turtles? Nothing new. I looked at them, but...
Oh.
I glanced at them as I walked by. It was just the same old stuff.
Interesting.
All right, so anyway, that's all I can remember having. If I remember something else, And stay tuned. I'm going to hit a couple more Walmarts on the way, so I may say Alpha My Wallet on the podcast. We'll see.
Yes. Okay, Plasticon, you had anything else that you wanted to add to your wallet ouch?
Well, not Transformer related, but I do have all four of the Turtles in training. The little bitty, they're not very articulated, but they are just absolutely awesome. I love these things because they're so cartoony.
And adorable.
Oh, they're just, they are. They're, it's like the coolest thing ever.
I like their little wooden weapons.
I've changed the name of those. They're not Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They're Toddler Mutant Ninja Turtles.
But I have yet to get around to actually reviewing these yet. I'm going to here in the future, pretty soon, because they're pretty cool. I think they're pretty awesome little guys. It'd be awesome if they actually came out with a child-sized Shredder to go up against. That would just be awesome. Nudge.
With
come on, third parties, get in with her.
With rounded tips on the on all the little things, because he's too young to have actual shreds.
Or silverware.
Yeah.
It's just fingers and knives.
And they're just, and it's like they're just taped to his outfit.
I'm gonna shred you so bad.
And his like armor plating is all made of cardboard.
We may be onto something here.
I think we just described Professor Chaos.
Come on, 3P, get on with that. But yeah, these things are awesome. I really do like these. If you guys do run across these, pick them up. They're for the price, you can't complain one bit. I mean, the Turtles have actually really been very, very good price-wise. For my son, I actually got him all four of the larger Turtles for Christmas. Loves those things. They're so cool. I debated on getting them myself, but then again, Toys R Us had their reissue of the ones from the 80s that everybody remembers and loves so much. But then I went back to Toys R Us and literally I had two Splinters on the shelf and that's all they had. But yeah, it looks like those sold pretty good, so good luck trying to find them. I kind of wished I got them, but beggars can't be choosers all the time. But yeah, other than that, I had a trip to North Carolina, because I'm going up there to possibly find work when I get done with school.
Oh, nice.
So that's the big thing that ouch for a wallet is.
Well, what would be cool about that is that you'd be within about a 6-hour drive of me and Insane Galvatron and Capture Prey.
Right. It's about an 8-hour drive from here, so it's kind of right in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's kind of neat. And then I heard about TFCon, where it's going to be going, you know, and being up closer. I'm like, maybe they'll start that as a trend.
Oh, yes.
I might be able to get up there.
Maybe I'll get to see you at TFCon.
Yeah, I know. I really want to do that. So
I've already gotten my time off work for it, because it's late enough in the year I had no trouble getting off.
I'd love to meet people at TFCon this year, actually.
I'd like to go, but I'd like to go, but I can't plan past graduation, because I don't know. You know, I haven't been hired as a full-time employee yet, so I don't know how that's going to work out. Look, I got a cat. It's not my cat.
He's got a cat. Renamed CaliforniaCon.
I'm going to hire the cat.
Leave it to Cyburn 2 to play with this pussy on the internet.
Yeah, I agree with you there, St. Galvatron, about the BotCon pretty much just being stuck in California all the time now.
Yeah, I mean, what they need to do with BotCon is they need to if they're going to keep like central locations or like single locations, keep like have one in Pasadena, one in Chicago, and maybe one in Philadelphia or something other. You know, like
right.
It was really fun in Orlando in 2010. Or,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
Well, I think honestly, I think Ohio is a good central location, like especially Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. Maybe don't do it the same place BotCon was before, but somewhere in that region is kind of centrally located for the East.
Hmm. Well, they're good. Here in Florida, here pretty soon in March, they're going to end up having MegaCon. And obviously, if you guys saw my video from last year, I went there. I'm planning on actually trying to do that again this year, but probably on a grander scale. I want to try to go all 3 days instead of just the one.
Dude, and maybe I'll get to see you there.
Yeah, I love that place. The place is awesome. It's I want to say it's toward the tail end of March. I will get you the dates while we're sitting here.
And how much is it?
$70 for all 3 days.
That's not bad.
It's pretty cheap, I think.
It's about $20 per day.
Yeah.
25, I think, actually.
Yeah, send me that info, because then I have a couple of TFYLPers there.
Yeah, I personally, I kind of shot this idea to Duran and a couple other people about the idea about trying to get together and maybe do a actual cast there, but it does cost money to actually have a table there.
Mm-hmm.
The exhibitors table and such, oh, wow, they changed like the entire thing here.
You could always host the cast from a table at McDonald's across the street.
Well, one of the things I wanted to do was possibly set up a cast at a vendor table. And what I wanted to do was, you know, get Mega Toy Fan there and get Captured Prey there and have them set up a dual table right next to each other, and then we could cast right there with them. I doubt they'd say anything because we're sponsored by them, so we would have authorization by them to do that. So, and the thing is, I actually like walking around and having somebody follow me with a camera and then walk around and just interview cosplayers and people there to see what they're interested in, why they're there, what they're wanting to get into.
You and Sideburn could do that.
Yeah.
Wow, roving reporters.
Yes. We'll talk about more about that later, though. But Brantosaur, tell us what's made your wallet say ouch lately.
Oh, well, I haven't really gotten anything since Christmas, but I did get a hold of Generations Dreadwing, my third Generations Springer. By the way, if the person who sent me that is listening, please let me know who the heck you are. Still wondering about that. Let's see. I also got the Prime Beast Hunters Bulkhead and Prowl 2-pack. Generations Shockwave. And I managed to, for myself, as a present to me from me, because I love me, Beast Wars 2 Moon.
Ooh, very nice.
I've been after that one for years and years, and I finally found one for a reasonable price. Awesome. And then
That's the one that kind of looks like Pikachu or something, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a weird space rabbit thing with one of those. It's got a little scope in its tummy, so you can see pictures from clips from the Beast Wars 2 show inside her tummy or his tummy, whatever it is.
So is it complete? So is it a full moon?
Oh,
yes.
And not Transformers related, I just got yesterday Team Fortress 2 Blue Pyro.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I got the Red Soldier a few weeks ago, and now I'm thinking I got to get the entire entire cast so I can
You don't have a choice.
So I can have him standing in the, you know, that Team Fortress 2 pose.
He'll think lesser of you if you don't.
I know. Yeah. I know. Sidecutter from Capture Prey. He is a huge Team Fortress 2 fan. So if you play the game, you probably played with him or against him at one time or another.
The toys need more hats.
Probably. But yeah, like in St. Galvatron, my area is pretty much dried up.
He's in my closet.
Nice. Waiting for Rhinox.
My wallet. I actually have some things to talk about because I got a gift card. Well, it was It actually had, I thought it was $25, but it's actually two of them. But,
so it's $50?
Yeah. But I had a, I went to Toys R Us, a different Toys R Us, because there's three here in the Louisville area. So I went to a different one, and alas, they have restocked, but with, you know, like more, you know, older wave stuff. I think the newest thing they had was the Sharktacon Megatron. They had like 15 of those there. But I
they
went ahead.
In packs.
Yeah, I went ahead and picked up the Creo Microchangers Piranacon. And nice. Got C-Wing to go with him. Hopefully I can find some way to put it together. It's actually the first Creo combiner that I've ever actually bought.
Me too.
I'm kind of looking forward to cracking him open. I went ahead, that was almost $20. And then I went ahead and picked up the Voyager Ultra Magnus. Just, you know, he looks cool, and if he doesn't, you know, if I don't find a Rhinox that I can exchange him for in the next couple weeks, I'm just going to go ahead and open him and display him. You know, I kind of like the way he looks. He looks better than that Platinum Edition, the bland one.
Oh, yeah, way better.
So,
I'm still on the fence about him, though.
Yeah, I've been on the fence, but you know, I went ahead and got it. You know, I'm kind of keeping him for a rainy day. You know, since I'm still out of work and looking for a job right now. So,
what is that?
What?
Which one did you buy?
The Voyager Ultra Magnus, Prime Ultra Magnus.
Yeah. All right, that's what I thought you were talking about.
Yeah. So I'm kind of saving him for a rainy day, and then or if I find Rhinox first, and then I went to Walmart to get a couple things for like dinner tonight, and I ran by the Transformers just on the offhand chance to see if they had any Rhinoxes, and of course no, all they had was a bunch of Sound Blasters and a Grimlock. But then I looked down, and lo and behold, they had the two-pack of the Prime Beast Hunters Bulkhead and Prowl.
And while I have not seen those at any store. I've looked every Walmart I've been in.
I saw that, and then I'm like, I went and got a price check on them just to make sure. Yeah, $9.96 for two deluxe Transformers.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes, please. Yes.
I saw them.
Yeah, I want that Prowl.
Yeah.
I saw them before Christmas. A few of them, and I made the mistake of putting it back down.
I love.
And I haven't seen it with Prowl since.
I love Prowl's head sculpt.
Yes,
I've been
kind of
kicking myself in the rear end for not trying to do that myself, because me being a Bumblebee fan and trying to get every Bumblebee, I kind of wanted to get that black version of Bumblebee that was in there.
I think there's still one at my Walmart.
Can you snag one for me? That'd be awesome.
Yeah,
I'll keep my eyes out there. Open too.
I'll make it up to you. We'll just meet over at Acme, and I'll get you a Beast Wars figure for it.
If it's there, I'll pick it up.
Sweet, yeah. Awesome.
But I'm actually I do intend on opening this Bulkhead, which has been huge kit bash fodder everywhere. I mean, I know Sharktacon used it, Slagacon used it, but you know, I'm going to have it. And for $9.96 and two deluxes, I'm like, I'll pop the $10 for that. You know, I really can't afford it.
I haven't gone out of my way to hunt for those, but every time I've been in a Walmart, I've went and looked for them, and I've yet to find those anywhere.
The only two packs that this particular Walmart had left was the Razorback or whatever it is, and or Vertebrake. They had like the two packs with those, but I saw that and I thought that was like well worth it. And we lose a couple people.
No, I'm still here.
I ended up
Sideburn. Sideburn's video went black.
I ended up getting
remember something else that I got that I forgot earlier.
What was that?
If you're done, I gave the fan
And now you are dropping off.
TF Source. So, yeah, I got the Chrome Dome.
Oh, yes.
Weird Wolf and, I guess, it's not Hybrid. What's the other one? I always forget his name. They call him Smart Robin. But
Brainstorm.
Brainstorm. And then just for kicks and giggles, I decided I wanted a Prime Knockout again, so I threw that into the stack. It was only $10, which is retail. And since I already had a stack over $150, there was no additional shipping.
Nice.
And I don't know if I mentioned it or not, but several weeks back I picked up a Crockout.
Ooh.
So I now have Knockout and Crockout.
Crockout?
I'm looking for Crockout.
Yeah, the Beast Knockout.
Yes.
Crocodile.
I found
Crockout.
I haven't actually.
My Walmart has like 5 or 6 of those.
Yeah.
One
of the targets around here has
God,
I love Crockout.
I swear. I think Orlando and like Castleberry and all these places are like completely like split. Orlando's getting jack right now. And like everybody else is getting everything. I'm like,
take a trip to Tampa, man.
It's a very uncommon thing for me though to find stuff that people can't find.
It's ridiculous, man.
I'm sitting here like, why me?
Why?
I did forget to mention my son and girl decided to get me a
deadly weapon,
Exacto knife.
Oh.
Set for my customization. They got me an actual nice little kit here. It's got like 16 blades in there. It's craziness, which is awesome because I need one of these like direly. Because I'm consistently like going through these silly little things. Because you can never really find like refills for them. So at least I got a decent Exacto knife kit for my kit bashing and stuff that I do.
Those are always handy.
Yes, they are.
I believe
slash myself open with one probably.
Well, I mean, I had already worn through one of these because I did customization to my car where I installed vinyl and all that, so I pretty much went through one of these pretty fast. So, kind of screwed that up.
Well, I believe that'll wrap up our Ouch My Wallet this week. Ouch My Wallet.
Masterpiece, Crowl and Blue Streak. I got those two. Masterpiece Starscream. I almost forgot my big pile of loot from BBTS had a bunch of stuff in it.
Ooh.
I got the Masterpiece Starscream reissue.
Now we see who's dropped a couple grand on Transformers and is out.
The pile of loot from Big Bad Toys has been over the last 6 months, though. I actually hit the limit and they forced me to ship it. So I was hoping to get Diesel in there before I shipped it. I got the Anime Colors Devastator reissue.
How is that?
KFC tapes. I haven't opened it yet, but I mean it's. The colors look nicer. You know, the purple drum on Mixmaster, the purple's a little richer purple than the regular reissue.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing is it's got the anime, more anime accurate head, which looks really neat. You can kind of see it in the package there. They show it off. But yeah, I haven't opened it, but I was looking forward to that one. And I grabbed another C-Con set way back. That was in there.
I was debating on getting that reissue Devastator. I really was.
The only reason I hit it was I had a ton of store credit at BBTS. That's why I didn't really drop a grand. All the stuff I bought was store credit. I sent them a book before they stopped taking collections and I had some credit with them.
They don't take collections anymore?
No.
No, they've stopped buying loose stuff. They said they still buy sealed stuff. They're not buying loose stuff anymore.
Oh, wow. Huh. I didn't know that.
Wow.
Yeah, I just beat the deadline on that and got some store credit. So that's why I got the Devastator. It was on sale. It was one of their... It was before Thanksgiving, but they had one of their clearance sales and they dropped down under $100 for that Devastator set. That's why I grabbed it. I think it was like 80 or 81. So that's when I grabbed it.
Hmm.
Nice.
And the KFC tapes, I will... I love those so far, everything I've gotten, except that stupid air dancer or whatever they call it, the slam dance homage. I will say Swage was right when he was talking about what a big piece of crap it is. Except mine was even worse because I got hit with a quality control problem of the knee peg that snapped off really easy.
Oh, wow.
I mean, because you have to twist the knee to transform it from jet to robot. You have to twist it like 90 degrees. And there was like it wasn't like it was tight and overdid it. I mean, I just grabbed it. It turned really easy and then just fell off of my hand. Just twisted right off with, like, no force at all. So, I mean, I didn't even get it all the way in robot mode before it broke.
I heard that they are replacing those.
Yeah, I contacted BBTS. They offered to send me a replacement, but it was just going to be what they had in stock, which I could have got another junk one. Mm-hmm. I contacted KFC, and they said they would take care of it. But what they're doing is they're going to send the replacements to BBTS. So I don't know if they're going to send it to BBTS with instructions to send it to me, or if I'll have to contact BBTS to make sure I get the, you know, sturdier part replaced. I mean, I don't know how that's going to work. I'm still waiting for it to get resolved.
Hmm. That's bad news.
It's not cool.
Yeah. Well,
okay. That's it. If that's anything else, I'll just sit on it, you know.
Okay. Well, Out to My Wallet has been brought to you by CapturedPrey.com. Great toys, great prices, great service, CapturedPrey.com. Before we continue, I want to reiterate that we are currently broadcasting live on YouTube. That is, unless you're listening to this later than January 10th at 8:38 p.m. If you're listening to us live right now, you can comment on the YouTube comments. I notice we have a comment that is Luther Winborn is really happy to hear about Transform Away, which we'll be talking about shortly. Or you can tweet us at TFYLP. I'm currently monitoring the Twitter feed right now as well. So if you have any comments or questions, or you want to ask Brent any questions about Transform Away, now would be a good time, or when we're talking about it later in the show, and we can ask him right there live. So TFYLP broadcasting live. Let's get on to some news items that have popped up the last week or two that we just don't want to pass away and not talk about them and give our thoughts. Sideburn, you pulled up a couple interesting news items. Let's talk about one of them.
Which one?
Well, pick one.
Wheeljack.
Jillwhack.
So, yeah, I guess we'll start on Wheeljack. So, I'm not sure on the details exactly of where the picture came from.
BBTS.
Was it?
No.
Yeah, Big Fat Toy Store up there, they're listing with new pictures of the, looks like a prototype.
Oh, yeah.
I think that photo hit, because that thing was flying all over Facebook before BBTS even updated their photo.
Yeah.
So it came from somewhere else.
The news story credits taghobby.com. And I don't know if...
Can you share that image real quick?
Hold on, I'm going to... Yeah, BBTS has pictures of it, but it doesn't have that... I'll go ahead and share...
And he dropped off.
I'll go ahead and share.
That's the same thing that happened to me the other day whenever I tried to share something a few weeks back. The whole podcast just went. Thank you, Google Plus, for your perfect running software.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Hey, Weird Wolf, you do know that if you do fall off, the cast will stop. Because yes. I thought I shot something to
actually,
let you know.
Actually, so. Last week. Or last Tuesday, it did. I did drop off, and I was able to drop back in come back in, and it continued.
Yeah, I was watching live. What happened was the
live
It died in the sense that it went blank and said, "We will be right back." Like the other guys talking, they were not being broadcast until Daron popped back in. Then everybody came back.
What did happen?
It does come back. Yeah.
Yeah.
I accidentally hit the wrong X. Sorry.
Yeah, but that's just a heads up. The next time, if it does die off, then everybody probably would be like, okay, just hang in there, wait on your conversation. Because it didn't record any of whatever you guys were saying when he fell off.
But it did record whenever you listened to the downloadable version on the MP3 or M4A from iTunes. I just put in a little divider there to cover that.
Okay.
Yes. But Cyburn, you was going to share that image of Wheeljack.
Yeah, I have it. It should be up now.
Yeah, so if you're watching the video on YouTube right now, you should be able to see the masterpiece Wheeljack images, the prototypes, and it looks sexy.
Can I just say that they need to release like a grayscale line, because these figures always look so awesome, and you know, this gray prototype, you know, resin.
Imagine that would be a customizer's wet dream.
Just spray it with primer.
I mean, it's already primed. But yeah, it's this figure looks awesome. Well, and finally, he's not stumpy.
If it's anything like the Dotson brothers, those guys were phenomenally engineered, in my opinion. And this guy looks like he's just more of the same. I mean, they've got the head right, the wings, everything. I mean, the way the proportions of the body even look right. I really like how they pulled this off.
Yeah,
I understand Windows.
The car mode is so close to the G1 car mode, which is like the real car, but yet they managed to get the cartoon robot where he doesn't have the big gorilla arms like the G1 toy.
Yeah,
it's engineering magic the way they make that work.
And they didn't force him to look stumpy like the Generations version.
I like the stumpy wheelchair.
Now, is that the actual Lancia? Did they get the license for Lancia, or did
That's the Lancia Stratos. I mean, I don't know whether they're actually going to be able to put the Lancia brand on it, but I mean, that's the actual car. So, I mean,
they had to get the license.
Me being a slight Wheeljack fan, I mean, come on.
You did make your car look like Wheeljack.
Yes, it does.
I like Wheeljack's little brother, but it's like a Beamer instead of a Lancia.
Hey, it's still awesome, and people absolutely love it. So you know what? I don't care.
Oh, it's
I
cool.
love my car. It's the coolest thing around here, man. Everybody like drives by, is like, "Holy crap! This thing, it just sticks out." Nothing. You drive by, you see all these modern cars, and then you see Wheeljack sitting there, like, "What the hell?"
It's the Plasticon Mobile.
I'm gonna be trying to get like a banner put so I can actually put my logos somewhere on the car as well, because it's got a lot of Transformer related logos already on it. I didn't put Lancia stuff on it or anything like that, but I mean, it's pretty legit.
Have you got like the little what's that ground effect fan on the front of the? Have you got one
Spoiler.
Of those?
Yeah. Oh, the ground effects.
Yeah.
That's something that I plan on doing later on, mainly because if I'm going to do that, I'm going to invest the money in order to actually flare out the fenders around the wheels. So that's something that's a much later thing that I'll be getting into.
You need to learn to work with fiberglass and just go ahead and like just make custom body pieces to try to make it look like a Lancia Stratos. Like replace the grill with a cone-shaped piece, kind of like a wedge shape at the front.
Yeah. Actually, me and my girl were just kind of daydream, if I ever win like the lottery or whatever. I mean, I don't know, it's not gonna happen. But if I end up making like a good amount of money, I'm thinking about actually getting like a CDL so I can get a cab over semi.
Oh, wow.
And buy two short trailers to make a Power Master Prime. And we were laughing about it because I was like, I could honestly do that because I can make a portable studio in one of them and carry my car in the other.
Actually, if you just want to buy a cab, a tractor cab, you don't. It's not required to have a CDL.
You can put trailer all on it. The CDL is only if you're going to use it for commercial purposes, hence the commercial driver's license. Registered as an RV, and it's not for hire, and yeah, you don't need a CDL.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
I thought you always had to have a CDL in order to drive one of those.
Yeah, if it's for commercial purposes, like for work or owner-operator or something, but if it's just your personal vehicle that you want to drive around,
yeah, you
registered
could,
as an RV.
You could put a bed and you know, like inside the trailer, you know, make it up like an RV on the inside of that, and making an actual RV.
Ooh. Well, what I was thinking about, like I said, build a portable studio. So obviously I'd have like living quarters in there, but have it so that I can actually carry my film equipment and go from convention to convention just driving that thing.
I know at BotCon in 2010, the guy that has the custom Motormaster, he doesn't have a CDL, and he drove that semi or the tractor all the way from Tennessee. So that was really awesome.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not going to be just the tractor. I'll be actually pulling a payload behind. So
yeah. Well, if you're using it for any
kind, pull the trailer.
Yeah, if you're using it for any kind of business, if it's like a mobile studio, then yes, it would be commercial. So
yeah.
Well, he doesn't don't register it as a business. Put a bunch of your crap in it and just say it's an RV.
That's true. I mean, I could get away with that when I first start out.
It has everything to do with the registration. If you register it as an RV, when you get like the tags and stuff for it, then you won't need a CDL. I mean, even if you have a studio in it, if it's registered as an RV, you won't need it.
Wow. That's awesome.
The more you know.
Knowing is half
the battle. Then I am going to start saving up to make my own Optimus Prime, and you know I'll do it.
I dare you.
Hey, don't dare me, man. I've done a lot of stuff. Trust me. I'm not...
Build Godmaster.
I am not a filmmaker for nothing.
Well, make an overlord. Make a real-life overlord. Tank and jet, make it happen.
Make your house Unicron.
Do eat.
Make your house...
No, but I was thinking, like, for, like, you know, commercial-wise, if I was to get, like, a job doing press, going from convention to convention, that would probably be the most ideal thing for me to do.
That's it. If I ever hit the lottery... my mansion is going to look like Metroplex. I will build Metroplex and live in him.
I'm sure your wife would love that so much.
If I ever hit the lottery, I'm going to shrink myself down and live inside my Metroplex.
You know, if I've hit the lottery, she'll just have to either deal with it or leave. Or take half the money and go, or live in Metroplex. Your choice. Because I'm building Metroplex.
Okay, we got two other things here I want to cover real quick before we move on to Transform Away. Cyburn, you want to tell us about the other thing?
Yeah.
That I've got one thing here.
Our super, super favorite Transformers series is coming to DVD.
Yay.
But May 6th. Transformers Energon. You could be bored for 32 episodes.
Whoa.
Everybody's got to get their kicker in.
No. I want to kick him out of my life.
Yeah,
forever.
Honestly, you know, if they really wanted to market it right, they would just come out with Energon and Cybertron, put it as a two-pack, or just bundle it with Armada, and just be like, Unicron trilogy for this.
Yeah.
If they really wanted to make money on it. I mean, there's some people out there I know that like it. Cool. Most of them liked it because of the toys, which, you know, but... Not everybody got into that series. Myself, I was bored of it. I just could not get into it.
I was still a teenager, but young teenager who still played with toys, you know. So at that time, I was buying the toys, but I didn't have cable, so I never, you know, watched the series until later, and that was the most excruciating part of trying to watch every Transformers series.
I was taking a break from Transformers during that era.
Well, that's the thing. I think myself, I don't think I've ever like completely took a break from Transformers because I've always collected the old stuff. So, and being as far along in the G1 and G2 stuff as I've gotten, I mean, it takes years to get half the stuff that I have. So. It's not like you can just get on whatever and find a Grandis. You know, that just doesn't just happen. So,
Okay, so that's enough about the crappy Energon stuff. Let me share.
It's Energon! Go for it!
I'm probably going to buy it just because I want to buy all the Shout DVDs. But it's like, I'm still... They said they got the rights to release animated. Where the freaking heck is it? Why have they not released it yet?
I'll probably get it just to say that I have it, but
I can live without it.
Yeah, I mean, I've got Cybertron, but real quick before Insane Galvatron does his toy hunt thing, we do have a thing from Toy World. Toy World 03, a third party company, is going to release a Bumblebee, a G1 styled Bumblebee, and I don't know if the picture's coming up right now. All I'm seeing is my logo.
It was for a moment there.
Yeah, but
and PR has a review that went up today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've watched it. It's I think it's pretty legit. It's not a bad toy, and it's not like something that's gonna be completely out of scale in your guys' masterpieces. It might be slightly shorter, but I mean, Bumblebee was always the short ones.
So. The only problem I have with it is the fact that
That's why.
Is that there's going to actually be a masterpiece of Bumblebee that's already been announced. So, yeah. A day late and a dollar short.
Yeah, well, this one scales more with Toy World's other offerings.
Yeah.
But it goes fine with Orion. It's one of those things.
Yeah, it does look good, and they cheapified the Volkswagen. So, he kind of has that little scrunched up look. It's kind of cute, but aside from that. Yeah.
I like it because it's like, it is almost animated, it almost looks like it jumped right off the G1 cartoon, which I like that.
I like its robot mode and its transformation's real nice, but I don't like his vehicle mode.
I don't see a need for third party Bumblebees or Optimus Primes.
Yeah, I really don't either. Well, it looks like somebody's at a Target.
Yeah, it was a bus. They had some crocouts, but that was it. I'm on my way out.
I thought you were on your way.
Just curious, did any of you guys get that that official the Target exclusive Abominus?
I did.
Did you guys buy that?
I did.
How is it? I've passed every time I've seen them, but how is it?
It's actually a lot of fun, and some people have some QC issues with it being a floppy, but I managed to get a good solid one.
For now.
Yeah, for now.
Their plastic is just going to fall apart later on, though.
I actually love the individual bots, but I cannot stand the combined mode. The more I look at it, I'm like, it's terrible. Mine won't even stay together. I mean, Twin Strike, or whatever you want to call him, where he pegs into Hunger's arm, he won't stay pegged in. It's a mess.
Yeah, I bought I got all five of the individual releases for my son for Christmas, and we put it together, and it's, from my opinion, I don't think it's that bad. But I would love to see what a third party would do in order to kind of come in and give maybe some nice add-on pieces to make it even better.
I'm just going to say I hate it, but it's not because I don't own it. I don't own any of it, and I can't judge it on the quality of its, I can't judge it on the merits of its own figure, but I hate it because Hasbro went and based the Creon Abominus on it and not on the G1 Abominus. And for that, I hate that figure.
That's very true. I noticed that, too, when I saw that Creon. I was like, what is this?
I've actually reconfigured mine to a more G1 appropriate configuration.
That looks really awesome.
I need to take a picture of some of my Creo combiners because I've rebuilt them better than what Hasbro put in the instructions.
But I mean, that's the whole point of building sets. I mean, like building blocks. So
that's why I'm really excited about this set. I mean, I got the C-Wing to add on, and I'm sure you can put it somewhere.
I need to get him.
Turn him into a Target Master. Stick him in his hand.
Ooh, yeah. If it'll do that.
Well, one of the limbs is always based on the the character that should be the center robot. So you can always, you know, turn whatever limb that limb is into the appropriate limb. Yeah. That C-wing would be.
If I were being C-wing objective,
C-wing would be a arm.
If I were being objective, I would suggest you wait until Target puts the Abominus set on clearance.
Yeah, because the Target I just left had a ton of them. They were sitting there.
Yeah. They're going to go on clearance in, eventually, because they're everywhere.
This the Toys R Us that I got these guys at a while ago, that was the first time I'd seen Creon blind packs in a Toys R Us in ages. The one that is closest to me, that's within about 20 minutes from here, they've got the actual combiners, but they don't have the blind packs anymore. And
yeah. The Creon Sharkticon goes really well with the Seacons too.
Well,
actually, I have him. He's awesome.
Overbite. Mm-hmm. Overbite looks like he's just a slight redeco of that one.
He might be. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they use a lot of the same bits.
Yeah.
Okay. I need to get the last two from that wave though. I don't have Defense or Piranacon yet.
No.
But well, let's move on to our discussion topic of the night, Transform Away. This will be Brontosaurus Baby here. I know we had him on about a year and a half, 2 years ago to talk about Transform Away, but a lot of our listeners who wasn't listening then or haven't heard that episode may not know about Transform Away. So, Brent, please tell us about Transform Away. What's it about, and how do you go about with it?
Well, I started Transform Away about a couple of years ago, and the idea is for fellow fans to give their collection a good look and see if there's anything they could part with, and find another collector who's looking for that figure, and just give it to them out of kindness, or if they want. I've gotten a little bit more flexible with the group rules recently. I've been if they want to be helpful and reimburse people for shipping, then they can go ahead and do that too.
Just don't ask lots of money for something.
Yeah, the idea is that I started the group because Transformers fans tend to encounter a lot of problems with scalpers on eBay, and some people even have trouble finding figures at all, like we've been talking about earlier. So, yeah, it's just a helpful group for helping people find what they're looking for.
I mean, there's a lot of people that, you know, a little $10 figure isn't, you know, too much for them. You know, I mean, they can pick up a $10 figure and it's not going to hurt them financially. And yeah. Then there's people like me who's out of work right now. I would love to have particular figure, but I can't get it because, well, I may not have the $10 to spare. I mean, yeah, I spent $10 on this 2-pack today, but I mean, I was getting 2 for the price of 1. I mean, that was really worth it. but I mean, ordinarily I wouldn't have done that. But you know, there are people out there that are having hardships and are Transformers fans and collectors, and it's difficult for them to get a hold of figures, especially whenever they're new, and even when they're old.
Yeah.
I mean, if somebody who can afford it, you know, can pick up a $10 figure or even more expensive, you know, and say, here, you know, if you want this figure, I'll go get it for you. I know where some are, you know. Yeah. And that's fantastic.
It is. And a lot of people have been, you know, clearing space on their shelves for newer figures or older figures and helping out their fellow fans by adding to their collections. And I know that's been one of the selling points of Transformer Way 2 is to help clear some shelf space. Get rid of those unwanted figures you're tired or bored with.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like the other day, I really was interested in a couple figures that one guy had, but mostly I wanted the Energon Megatron, but he was missing the horns, and I'm like, well, those are really hard to replace. Mm-hmm. And then I was thinking about the Silver Bolt the guy had, and I'm like, well, down the road, if I can afford it, I'd like to go back and get Uranos. So, yeah. But, I mean, it's still really awesome that a lot of people are doing this. I also want to remind people, we are live. If you're watching this live or listening to it live, you can comment on the comment section on the YouTube channel. I can see those here in our Hangout. Or you can tweet us at TFYLP and ask Brent any questions that you may have about Transform Away or anything that has to do with Transform Away. And now's a great time to ask him, and he can answer you live. Guys, have you got any questions or comments about Transform Away?
I've known about Transform Away for a long time. Brent, I think it's awesome that you did this. There's some people that have kind of like, because I listened to TFW 2005, and they had talked about it on there as well, and they had said, some people on there were kind of misusing it, saying, oh, they're trying to get on there and get like a Fort Max for nothing and stuff that. I've... And that kind of ticked me off when I heard that, because it's like, look, this is for people that can't afford certain things. Some people do want to get rid of shelf space. I mean, if you have a spare figure, like say you got like a spare like either Power Dasher or you know any of the little bitty bots that you know that don't really cost that much that you have on your shelf, why not hook up somebody with one? I mean, not everybody has those. Some people think, because that's the misconception. Everybody thinks that everybody has all the G1 stuff. Most people don't. Some people don't even have a Generation 1 Inferno. And that's a real cheap figure to get hold of, you know? Why not hook somebody up if you have two or three of them sitting on your shelf or whatever? Or say you got a couple, or you got a boxed one, and then you got an unboxed one, and it's like, I'm more of a package collector anymore, and I don't hardly touch the ones that are unboxed. Well, hook somebody up with that. You know?
Yeah, and when I first started out, I warned people to, not expect to get things like Fort Max, but you can put it on your wish list, and if it shows up, then glory hallelujah, but
right, and the big misconception everybody's thinking is like, oh, well, if I give something away, do I get anything in return? It's like Christmas. You shouldn't have to do that. It's a charity kind of thing, guys. So keep in mind that when you do this stuff, people, trust me, it touches people. I mean, myself for Christmas, I didn't even expect to get this. A buddy of mine on YouTube, Malfunctioning Eddie, he hooked me up with a Sharkticon, and everybody knows about that on one of the earlier podcasts we did. For Christmas, he sends me a Shy Guy in the mail. I didn't ask for anything, and he sends me this little dude. So, you know, the thing is, people out there are still caring. Just keep that in mind. It doesn't matter how many toys you have. You can send stuff to the biggest collector. You can send it to somebody that doesn't have hardly anything. Somehow, it's going to touch somebody. So just think about it that way. I mean, it's a charitable type of thing. Do something good for people, you know? That's what the world needs.
When I started it a couple of years ago, I was micromanaging it all through a Gmail email account, and that turned out to be very problematic, and I wasn't seeing the immediate results that I'm seeing with the new Facebook group we have up right now, which you can get to at facebook.com/transformaway. But once I started the Facebook group, I began to see people just post photos of figures they got like the next day, and that was amazing.
I'm actually scrolling through it right now. There's quite a bit of stuff on here. A lot of great stuff.
When I had the email account, it would take like maybe a few weeks for me to hear stories of figures that people got in the mail from other fans. But with the group, like you see right there, Theo, mm-hmm. he's been probably the biggest supporter of Transformer Way group page so far. He's been given away quite a few. And
well, Theo is an awesome guy. If a lot of people don't know him, he is probably one of the best toy reviewers that's on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
He actually Definitely. Inspired a lot of us. He's a big inspiration to me because I mean, he's a cool dude. And the thing is, he's funny. He's very witty. He's a great guy. And mm-hmm. that's the way I actually heard about Transform Away through him. That's how I heard about it. And then I got into it.
Look at
and
this.
Then heard it on TFW later on.
A few days ago, a guy was giving away a deluxe bulkhead that I was showing a few minutes ago, and a mint and seal box Generation Voyager Sandstorm. That's awesome.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
That's really awesome.
I think that's PO, actually.
Is that PO?
I think so.
That is really awesome.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, there's been, it might be just something with the UK mail service, but I think most of the results I've seen so far from the UK, and they're just, like, I've seen the transaction go down on the page, and then the next day, that person's got their figure, and they're posting a picture.
I'm actually asking about one right now.
Well, I mean, to me, Transform Away is a great way in order to bring the community more together. I mean, it's to help mm-hmm. each other out. And you don't necessarily have to have anything to give away, but you can get on there and just see what other people's doing and interact with them. Because, I mean, not everybody has stuff that they can give away. Some people do have things they want to, but they don't have the means of doing it, you know? Mm-hmm.
And it's a community that has a lot of negativity sometimes. So it's nice to see some warmth between fans.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's what it is to me, it's people get remorse because they're like, oh, well, I put something on there and I never got it and blah, blah, blah. If you're putting something on there and you're expecting to get it right away, you're too greedy.
Yeah.
Give it time because you might end up getting something. Just put yes. something on and be like, look, I'm looking for this guy. Does anybody have him? And that's it. And then just leave it alone. And then like 3 or 4 months later, you might get a response. If you never get a response, then
keep looking.
It's part of life. I mean, you've got to deal with those kind of things. So, I mean, but the thing is, you know, you're strictly nothing but Beast Wars.
I'm back.
Hey, he's back.
Yay.
Apparently he died off. Doesn't matter if you're, like, strictly Beast Wars. Doesn't matter if you're nothing but Armada. Doesn't matter at all. If you're just into Beast Hunters because you're new to the gig or whatever, be in it for the reasons that everybody else is. To have fun collecting toys, enjoying them, and sharing them with others. That's it. So,
you know, I mean, this makes me think, you know, the other night on Tuesday's show, I got up on my soapbox, you know, because, you know, and I know I came across as really negative about the fandom, and this is one thing that is really awesome about the fandom, you know, because there are fans out there, there are great fans that care about other collectors and you know, care about this hobby that we have. But then, you know, what I was talking about the other night is that there is an overwhelming majority out there that really, they don't mind what they say on these forums and even on Facebook. I see people where, I mean, you can even see their name and they're total douches, you know, and they don't need to be, you know, I mean, it's, we're all in this fandom together and, you know, there's nothing that says that you can't do good for another fan. You know, you don't have to break them down because you don't like their pictures or you don't like their the way they're talk. They don't use punctuations in their typing. You know, sometimes that can be annoying, yes, but, you know, and now my internet goes out again.
X and the kids got over 2,000 views on one video dealing with that. And this kid's like 8 years old. So he knows what he's doing.
I really apologize, people. So, I'm having some internet connection problems here.
I've heard many YouTubers say that if you want to enjoy what you do on YouTube, don't read your comments.
Oh yeah.
Well, I mean that's the thing. I myself, as a filmmaker, I read the comments to enhance what I am doing because I am doing something for everybody else's enjoyment, but it's also practice for me because I plan on making a career out of it. Not just YouTube, but doing stuff for more professional broadcasting. And the way I see it, it's like, look, it doesn't matter. Negative or positive, you can go in and dislike every video I got. Guess what that's called? That's called a rating. You gave it a rating. Whether it's positive or negative, it bumps it up a chart. So, that's all I got to say. That's the way it works.
That's all you got to say about that.
That's it. I mean, it's the way it works, and most of the guys don't realize that. And then when they get a negative thing, they're like, "Oh my God, it's in the world." No, it's not. It's a rating. It helps. I've seen disliked videos on there. Like, I've gotten on there and seen stuff that has like 75,000 dislikes, and guess what? It's got a good rating, and it's hilarious because it's got such a negative rating. That's what drives it. So.
Oh, yeah.
Either way you're looking at it, you're paying these people. So, you know, just have fun with what you're doing. If you don't like something, if you don't like the way something's done, then don't watch it. You know?
One of the listeners, Gerald Prophet, is asking, how do you join Transform Away?
Well, if you have a Facebook account, you can just go to the group page at facebook.com/transformaway and request to join. You can also ask me about it on Twitter. I'm there at brentosaur.com, or not .com, but you know.
At Brentosaur.
At Brentosaur.
Yeah, I do want to apologize, people. I mean, my feed has been dropping off, and so I don't know how it's affecting the actual live video. So if there is any periods of static or, you know, the connection is dropped, that's what's happened, but we will come back if you just hang with us. I know Insane Galvatron has dropped off too. I believe his cell signal may have died. He was on his mobile. Is there any last questions that you guys might want to ask Brent or anything before we wrap up? Brent, is there anything that you would like to tell the listeners about with Transform Away?
I'd just like to remind everyone that the main goal of Transform Away is to spread camaraderie through the fandom.
Awesome. What about you guys? Is there anything else?
I personally think we should start supporting this more. I think it's something in the entire fandom. Like, I'm part of like over 200 Facebook groups. Guys, listen. Help each other out. Don't be that douche that sits around and buys 75 of one robot and then sticks them on eBay. People out there want them. Just be nice about it. Sell the silly thing at cost if you went and bought it at cost. Have them sell it to them at cost and be like, okay, a couple bucks for shipping. Because it doesn't cost that much to ship anything. So.
No. And scalping hurts us.
Exactly. It's not fun. It's not cool, and you're a douche if you do it.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to reiterate that we're not, you know, coming down on the whole fandom or anything. It's just that, you know, it seems like more and more there's people out there that that take the anonymity of the internet and run with it, you know. And that's not, you know, and Transform Away is like the complete opposite of that. And every time I see something like Transform Away, it you know, reinforces my belief that there is some good out there in the fandom. And, you know, see people that, like we were saying a while ago, I mean, you may be able to get figures for free. You know, I think that's the heart and the core of it, you know, is more of a gift than anything else. But, you know, if you just charge for shipping, that's fine too. You know, just don't go out there and say, you know, I've got, you know, a masterpiece sound wave, give me $250 for it and it's yours. You know, that's not what we're trying to do here. And saying Galvatron has come back.
Yeah, my battery died, actually. I had 3% when I unplugged to go into that Walmart. You guys were talking, and I tried to show it on the video, I don't know if you caught it or not, but they had a gold fire, which meant I just missed Waspinator by that much. Because that's the only one I was looking for out of that wave.
I need the gold fire.
See, I already have the Bumblebee version of that mold. I don't need it again.
Yeah, watch out for the watch out for the floppy knees. That's all I got to say.
Hey, it's called nail polish. I don't care.
It's not easily fixed that way.
I can fix it. Trust me.
Mr. Fix It.
Yes, I am.
Plasticon, Mr. Fix It.
If there's a broken knee, he can fix it.
I come to you next time on Dizzy when I'm crawling on the ground.
Okay. I can normally fix about anything. So.
Greg, is there anything you want to talk... ask Brendasaur about real quick before we wrap up with Transform Away?
Yeah.
You know, I can I kind of remember from the last time he was on the concept, you know, toys you don't want, you put up there, stuff you want, you're broke, you make a list. I know it's the thing I caught before my phone died. He's talking about he used to do it through Gmail. So I guess if there's an update on that, how are you working it? But, I mean, I guess our listeners have already heard that, though.
Yeah.
I'm working it through a Facebook group at facebook.com/Transform Away, and it's been a lot easier because the email at Gmail turned out to be a real headache. This way the fans can just interact with each other and do it more directly.
Awesome.
Yeah.
For sure. That's Ev.
Totally. Oh my gosh.
Well, before we wrap up totally tonight, here on TFYLP, I want to point out that we still have some new stuff on our YouTube channel. I just uploaded one a couple hours before we went live tonight. It's TFYLP Minute for January 10th, 2014. I'm starting a short little mini-series of the TFYLP Minute to kind of help those who are new to collecting or new collectors in general. The first one deals with a question that we see often on message board forums with collectors, and that's, what do I collect? You know, there's so much out there with you know, Transformers. I mean, there's 30 years worth of toys that you can choose from to collect, and this TFYLP Minute actually deals with that, and the next two or three that I do, I'm going to talk a little bit more about that.
I'm going to say... collect whatever I don't want, so that is more for me.
Yeah.
Stay away from G1. Especially late G1.
Well, why do you care in saying, Galvatron, you only need like four?
Well, if they're chasing those same four, that's going to be a problem for me.
You got you there.
But the next episode that I intend on doing, which will be sometime next week, whenever my availability allows, it's going to deal with a little subject that we're going to also touch on our next episode of TFYLP, if we have the people here to do it. We're going to talk about... What is that noise?
Sorry, there's a road jam up here. There's like an ambulance or fire truck or something trying to get around the traffic. I'm sitting in a dead steel traffic jam.
He's...
The cops are pulling you over because you're on the phone or on the internet.
Wow.
Oh, wow, that is loud.
There goes the ambulance.
He stole that gold fire and Target Securities after him.
Yes.
Actually, it was a Walmart.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, hopefully our next episode of TFYLP, our intended topic of discussion that night will be... dealing with spouses, friends, and family as a collector.
And I hear oranges in a sock works well.
I'd like to join that.
Oranges in a sock works well. But we're going to have some different insights on that. Also, you know, there are sometimes that spouses, friends, and family, you know, are fans and collectors of something as well, and how we can interact with them and different ways of that. So check out the next episode of TFYLP. We broadcast on Tuesday nights at 8 and Friday nights at 8 on YouTube. That's 8 Eastern. And we also have a downloadable version of each podcast, the audio version, on tftalk.net, usually a day or two after the live version airs. So you can download that to your iPod, your Android phone, whatever you listen to podcasts on. So check out the TFYLP Minute and the TFYLP downloadable versions on tftalk.net. Also our Facebook group, and follow us on Twitter. So unless anybody else has anything further, we'll wrap up this episode, Transformers for your listening pleasure. I'll give you guys one more chance going.
Waspinator, I missed him by that much.
Missed it by that.
And he's.
At least he didn't say it was close, because if he said that, I'd be like, this isn't horseshoes or handed grenades.
Well, no, I was doing my Maxwell Smart impression. Missed it by that much.
But for those of you. For those of you who have participated in the comments and questions section on the YouTube channel, thank you so much. We love hearing from you guys. We appreciate your listenership. Yes, we love you. We love you. But most importantly, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and also on our iTunes, and rate us, and also spread the word. So for Cyburn 2 and Insane Galvatron, who is still in the dark and driving.
Yeah, I got my camera off to save battery because it's a phone with dead, remember.
And Plastic On Review. Thank you so much, Brentasaur, for all that you do and for joining us this evening.
You're welcome.
it's always a pleasure to have you on here. You're always welcome on TFYLP. If you have any questions for Brentasaur, you can tweet him at Brentasaur on Twitter. And also, one more time, let's give him that link for Transformer Way. On Facebook.
Facebook.com/TransformerWay.
Facebook.com/TransformerWay. We also have a link to it, we have a link to it on Facebook. So on our Facebook group. So if you're a member of our Facebook group on TFYLP, you can link to it there and ask to join. Thank you again, and we will see you next time on TFYLP.
This has been Transformers for your listening pleasure, a presentation of TFTalk.net. We'd like to thank you for listening and ask that you please rate us on your favorite podcast outlet and share us with your friends. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at TFYLP. Email us at podcast@TFYLP.com. This is Paul Lighting, and on behalf of TFYLP, we'd like to thank you again for listening, and we hope you'll join us next time for another TFYLP.